Hi there, hope you're doing well. I was on a flight recently and I got chatting with a lady sitting next to me. She was this Afrikaner lady who moved to New Zealand about 10 years ago. And we got to talking about US politics, which is often a topic of conversation I find myself in these days. And here's something interesting. She reckons Donald Trump is a hero. Now, that belief goes against what plenty of others believe, but let me tell you her rationale. She sees her family in South Africa as victims of a corrupt government. And Trump recently signed an order allowing resettlement to the US of Afrikaners who are, in quotes, victims of an unjust racial discrimination, close quotes, via a refugee program. Now, she says that her loved ones now have a greater opportunity to expand their horizons of possibility and move away from a corrupt system. So she's really excited about what could be ahead for them. Is she wrong to think that? Is she wrong to feel excitement for the people that she loves to have opportunities for a better life? I don't think so. I have a different view about Trump and South Africa. However, I am not her. I do not have her lived experience. And in that moment, I reminded myself that everybody's viewpoints make sense to them. And I chose not to argue the point with her. Instead, I listened and asked questions to try and understand her perspective. We can easily feel the draw to critique whether she's right or not, but that's not the point. The point is to expand our own perspective. If you want to connect with someone, let alone influence them, you first need to meet them where they're at, without judgment and with curiosity. You don't need to agree with them to be able to listen to them. Imagine if I tried to tell her that she was wrong. Where would that have taken the conversation? Likely it would have been a feisty argument with not a lot of learning going on. Instead, I came away understanding more about how she thinks, and now I have a deeper appreciation of how many others in a similar situation might think the same. And this gives me a greater awareness of the complex, rich tapestry of the global society that we're all living in, which is useful when I'm looking to share a message of my own, because now I can factor in a broader range of viewpoints. The next time you find yourself at odds with someone's perspective, remember that everybody's viewpoints make sense to them. Ask questions to understand and see what you learn, and aim not to prove your point, but to improve your viewpoint. Hope you enjoyed that solo cast episode of Dig Deeper. If you liked it, please jump on and share it with someone else. Get a conversation going. And also jump on to my blog. I published a weekly newsletter with a little thought, including a written version of this solo cast. You can grab those if you jump on digbyscott.com/subscribe. I'm Digby Scott. This is Dig Deeper. And until next time, go well.